The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, JD is here to look ahead to what is a bumper weekend of sport. John Duggan.
Good evening, Shane and Ciara. And Manchester United, despite the Coronation Street style soap opera of the way the club is run, do have deep pockets and they have really good players in their team. And ta-da, when they put it all together with good coaching from Steve Holland and the leadership of Michael Carrick, they've gone on this run now where they're 6 points clear of sixth in the Premier League. 7 wins out of 9 under Carrick. Play Bournemouth tonight at 8 o'clock. But Bournemouth have not lost in the Premier League since the 3rd of January. It's not going to be straightforward. Yes,
really?
So there you go.
That's some run.
So United tonight, kicking off the Premier League weekend. Mo Salah has got a muscle injury, missing for Liverpool tomorrow, away to Brighton. Will they pick up after the win over Galatasaray during the week? But the story of the weekend really, Shane, is the bottom. I mean, Spurs on 30 points, Nottingham Forest on 29 and West Ham on 29. Spurs play Forest live and off the ball Sunday here on News Talk commentary.
The proverbial 6-pointer.
Yeah, it could be 60-pointer at this stage, it feels like. West Ham away to Villa. So that's the one. And Leeds are not out of this. Leeds are not safe yet.
They're not. Despite them kind of chugging along and picking up a point here and a point there, they're not safe.
Spurs a little bit of life in the last week. I think Forest and West Ham have really fought. Leeds play Brentford tomorrow evening. That's the Premier League landscape.
You're more optimistic now than you were a week
ago. I was, yeah.
Spurs.
I mean, I was in despair and it's kind of half despair now.
JD, of course, we have another round of domestic fixtures in the League of Ireland this evening
too. We do, yeah, Ciara. The story of the season must be Bohemians. How do you square this off in your mind? You're a Dundalk man. You're a Dundalk, proud Dundalk man, and they play Bohemians tonight. Well, where do you sit with this?
I'm a member of Bohs. My kids are Bohs fans. I live 50, 100 metres from Dalymount.
Bohs are favourite to win.
I'm sucked in, John. That's the reality of it. It was a slow process, but it did happen over a period of time, and I'm completely sucked in. So I will be rooting for
Bohs. Do you feel like a turncoat?
Thank you, Ciara.
No, just an honest question. Because JD's looking at you there and I can see the disappointment in his eyes.
When your kid is beside you and he's got a loudspeaker and he's roaring in it, I'm Bohs till I die. It does suck you in. And, you know, you just want to see. It started with wanting to see them win for Coon, my young fella. And then just slowly along the way, I got sucked into it. And I love the club now. It is a huge part of our family.
Fair enough.
It's a massive part of our
family. Bohemians Dundalk live and off the ball tonight. We also have Stephen Kenny St. Pat's making a good start to the season. They're away to Waterford tonight. Champion Shamrock Rovers hosting Galway United. Derry City versus Drogheda. Also First Division games. Cork going to UCD. Go Ramblers up against Bray. Kerry taking on Finn Harps. That is a journey for the Ballybuffet Brigade.
It really is, isn't it? The diehards.
Yeah.
You've got to admire them if those who make that journey.
Treaty United against Athlone as well.
Okay. Big match as well outside the Premier League across the water. Arsenal against Man City, the big two in England at the moment, going head-to-head in the League Cup final.
4:30 on Sunday. 6 years since Arsenal won their only trophy under Mikel Arteta. James Trafford will play in goal for City. That confirmed by Pep Guardiola today. So, look, it's a good appetizer if Arsenal do win the Premier League, which they should. City, inconsistent but capable on their day. So it'll be interesting to see.
Either team could win that one, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Hugo Keenan back for Leinster?
Yeah, he is really had a tough run because he had a hip injury after the Lions and then he had a thumb injury. He's missed the whole of the Six Nations, but back against Glasgow tomorrow for Leinster, who give a debut to Alex Usnoff. Well, a first start for him. Munster are in South Africa to play the Durban Sharks tomorrow. We do have an interpro this evening, Ulster against Connacht, 7:45 in Belfast. A lot of Irish internationals on show, so for Ulster, Jacob Stockdale, Nathan Doak, Tom Stewart, and for Connacht, Bundy Aki, Kian Prendergast, Findy Beelam, Dara Murray. By the way, Stuart McCluskey is on a 4-man shortlist for the Six Nations Player of the Year with Louis Bielbiari of France.
I'd rather you than I said that.
Tommaso Menoncello of Italy and Kyle Steyn of Scotland.
Absolutely warranted. He had an incredible
Six Nations. And it's great to see a man in his 30s.
And JD, of course, it's not all ball sports. The World Indoor Athletic Championships taking place in Poland.
Mark English won his 800 metres heat to reach the semi-finals. Maeve O'Neill also into the semis of the 800 metres. Sprinter Barry Akinola clocking a time of 6.59 seconds in the 60 metres. That is fast. He lines up for the semi-final just after 7 o'clock this evening. James Gormley going shortly in the heats of the 1500 metres, folks.
Great stuff.
The leagues as well, hurling and football drawn to a close this weekend.
Yeah, the regular rounds, hurling, the focus tomorrow, 7 o'clock, throw-ins, league champions Cork should be in the final. They've got Offaly at home. Limerick and Galway is effectively a semi-final at the Gaelic grounds, but given the way the permutations are, Tipperary against Kilkenny. For the Dubs, I think they'll be promoted. If they've got Carlow away, they should win that. If they don't, though, Wexford, the door is ajar for them if they beat Kildare. So that's what's happening hurling-wise. Then Super Sunday in football, the league phase of all four divisions concluding. So Donegal, Kerry, Mayo and Roscommon can all still reach a Division 1 final.
Do they want to, though, is the question.
Well, I think Roscommon do. That'll be brilliant for them.
Yeah,
Donegal away to Monaghan, Mayo facing Roscommon, Kerry on the road away to Armagh, Galway hosting Dublin. Dublin will be relegated if they lose to Division 2.
Yeah.
Cork and Meath, top of Division 2. Cork make the trip to Tyrone, Meath go to Offaly, but Louth and Derry could still make the final.
Louth have a chance of making to Division 1.
They're away to Kildare and Derry host Cavan. We've got a red zone on Off the Ball Sunday here. All the analysis, all the scores.
That would be very exciting. And finally, do love a bit of Ronnie O'Sullivan. He has made the highest break in snooker history.
This story flabbergasted me because you said this when we were chatting earlier on. And I said, yeah, but sorry, like, is it not like 100%? Is it not like 147 being the maximum break? But tell us how he got more.
Yeah, because that's what I actually, even I was like, it's not, there's a maximum on the table.
Yeah, the 15 reds and 15 blacks and then
Ted Lowe, the whispering, he would go, no.
Explain.
You know when you snooker, when you put the ball behind and you can't get out of it, and that Ryan Day's opponent couldn't get out of a snooker. So Ronnie then effectively got a free ball, which gives you a free chance, which to you pot a red, and if you pot a red, then you're on a black, and then you can start your break. So the maximum you can get is 155, actually.
Because you get
8 points effectively.
Yeah, okay, extra. He didn't quite do that.
No, he potted two pinks. Ronnie's a genius, right? He's working out here. Okay, this is in China. I can actually do this, but it's easier for me if I get two pinks, because the record before that was 148. 148 was the record in 2004. Like, Ronnie is the best ever player to pick up a cue. I'm just going through this. The most maximums in history, 17, 147s. The fastest maximum, just over 5 minutes, and 1,320 centuries. When I was hanging around Trinity, not going to lectures, playing in the GOB, I got 20 once in as a break. But
I could hardly pot a red. Do you know what I mean? And so, what was the break?
153. All those sharks. We know that all those table quiz sharks in the country. Yeah. They're all listening in. They're all making notes now.
They're all jotting that down.
They're all taking notes.
And John Duggan has explained that expertly. World champion.
John Duggan. Even though I actually understood that myself. Thank you for that,
Jake. Okay, guys, you know what to do. Off the Ball, Saturday and Sunday, 100%. 1 to 5, 1 to 7, both days.
Excellent stuff. That's like a 153 in itself.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.